New Testament lesson this morning is from the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 1. And I'll be reading from verses 26 through 38. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Well, Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "Well, how will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray one more time. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth that is contained. And now, Lord, as we meditate upon it, I pray that you would open our ears and our hearts to hear your words, that we would be touched and changed by them. And we pray these things in your Son's name. Amen. Well, never in a million years had Mary thought that her life would be like this. See, she had, like most of the young girls in the town of Nazareth, small community, assumed that she would eventually get married and have children of her own. And that was the normal dream. She hoped that her parents would find her a good man, one who would be able to support her well, would treat her with love and respect. And they had done so. Joseph was a good man. Joseph was a stable man. He had a good trade, and there was lots of work for him to do. He wasn't powerful, but he was respected. He was gentle, and he was kind. And Mary loved those qualities about him. And she was so excited when the announcement went forth that she was to be married to him. And she began to get ready. It takes a year to get ready, and so she was preparing herself for that. You can imagine the surprise that she felt, the anguish that she felt, perhaps even the despair that she may have felt when she had a visitor. And it wasn't the normal visitor that you would have expected. It was an undefinable, indescribable being of both great power and gentleness at the same time. She remembered very clearly that it was as though a light filled this room that she was in. It didn't come from any one source, it was just there. And in the midst of that light, a being she couldn't quite make out, she thought it may have had some human form to it, but she couldn't quite make it out. And then a voice spoke to her. Oh, what a voice it was. It was all at once filled with power and majesty and yet gentleness and care. And she found herself both frightened and intrigued at the same time. And the voice said, "Mary, you are most highly favored." And Mary thought, "Wait a minute, you've got the wrong one. I'm just a little girl from Nazareth." And the angel said, "Don't be afraid. For you will be the mother of God's son." Well, how can this be? Mary replied, she was suddenly concerned. She said, what do you mean? The angel said, you're going to be with child. You are going to be pregnant. It's going to happen very soon. And she said, but wait a minute. I'm supposed to get married to Joseph. And I haven't been with the man. How will this happen? What will happen to me? What will happen to Joseph? What will happen to the baby? And the angel said, this isn't a work of man. This isn't something that people have done. This is something God is going to do in His will and in His providence and in His miraculous power. And it will be great, for this will be the Messiah. This will be the King of Kings, the Savior for the world. And you, Mary, have been chosen. At first, she didn't know quite what to say. Her mind was reeling with the implications. What will she tell her parents? What will she tell her friends, her relatives? What will she tell Joseph? And then it started to sink in just a little bit more into her head what had been said. This is God's son. This is God's plan for you, Mary. And out of all the jumble of thoughts, out of all the jumble of emotion, out of everything that was racing through her head at that time, it all stopped, and she had but one response. I am the Lord's servant. May it be as you have said. And the light was gone, and the voice was gone. And Mary was left to wonder, to ponder, to plan. Well, it hadn't been easy telling Joseph, and understandably, he was upset. She didn't want to hurt him, and she hoped that he would understand what it was that she was trying to tell him in words that sounded hurtful, but was something so much greater than what it was. And she left that conversation kind of crestfallen, a little disheartened, afraid for what was going to happen to her. Joseph was a man who abided by the law. He was a just man. And she knew what that may mean. Maybe banishment from the community, probably stoning. But she was okay with what would happen to her, because she knew God was in there somehow, but she was broken for Joseph. Her family needed more time to process this through, and her father was trying to figure out how do they save face in the community with all that was going to happen. I mean, they could hide her away for a while, but eventually you can't hide 9 months of baby. That's, you just can't. And they were going to have to come up with something. And as Mary sat alone in her house, listening to her parents discuss what was going to happen, wondering how she was going to even make it to 9 months, make it to a birth, the knock at the door. And it was Joseph. And Joseph came in by himself. There wasn't a crowd of people with him. The elders of the village weren't with him. There was no, just Joseph. And he asked permission if he could speak with Mary, and her parents, of course, said yes. Joseph sat down beside her, put his arm around her, and said, Mary, I believe you. I, too, had a vision. Well, you can imagine Mary's joy and excitement about this. Suddenly, she wasn't crazy. Someone else believed her, and it wasn't just any someone else. It was Joseph, the man she loved so dearly. And so she was excited. And the wedding plans continued. Now, there was some trouble in town, and there were people who, and not a few of them, who, you know, talked behind their back or behind their hand a little bit. And Mary felt a little bit of that, and she thought maybe perhaps it might be a good idea to go away for a few months just to, till things settled down a bit, and she thought, I should go see my cousin Elizabeth. And so she traveled to go and see Elizabeth. Elizabeth, who was a much older cousin, who wasn't supposed to have children at all, but the angel said she was in her sixth month. And so she had to go and see this for herself, because if it was true for Elizabeth, then what lingering doubts Mary may have had would be gone. And so she traveled and she went. And when she heard Elizabeth's voice welcoming her, Mary, it is so good to see you. The baby that was inside her leapt for joy. Now, she had felt some kicks, but this was an exuberant leap, a cartwheel inside of joy and exuberance, for family was being united, and he who would proclaim Jesus' coming was thrilled to meet the Messiah, if not face to face. And so Mary stayed with her cousin, and they celebrated, and they rejoiced together, God's miracle for both of them, for several months. Eventually, a letter came from Joseph to Mary, telling her that she needed to come back home. Caesar had announced a census, and Joseph was to go to Bethlehem to be counted, and this could take some time. And he thought that perhaps they should move the wedding up a little bit so that they could both go together as husband and wife, and so that he could be there when the child would be born to support Mary as he wanted to do. And so Mary returned home. They got married. It was a wonderful wedding. A few people missing that should have been there, but Mary didn't care, because she was carrying the Son of God, and she was marrying the man that she loved. After the wedding, they got on the road, and Joseph had purchased a donkey for her to ride on, and they headed to Bethlehem. It was a pleasant enough journey. Mary thought about many things. She thought about what life would be like now that she was married. She thought about what life would be like with the child. And she thought about how nice it was to be traveling with Joseph, her husband. Eventually, they reached Bethlehem, and as they wandered through the town and looked for some places to stay, they were unsuccessful. You see, the census had brought so many people to town that the inns were full. There were barely any places to stay at all, and the few places they could find, there wasn't any room. The townspeople weren't unkind about it, but Mary could tell that Joseph was getting a little frustrated. He was getting a little worried. What would happen? Where would they stay? It'd be all right if it was just the two of them to worry about. They could tent it outside the town. But there's a baby coming very soon. Eventually, Joseph returned back to Mary and said, Mary, I have found us a place. It's not much, but it's dry and it's warm. It's a stable. A kind gentleman has offered to let us stay in. There's not too many animals, so there will be room for you, and room for the baby, and I will make sure that there's clean straw for you. And so they did. As a few days passed, Mary relaxed, felt the contractions begin. A baby was born. A beautiful, smiling, crying, goopy and gross looking until they cleaned it off. Baby boy. And she beheld for the first time a glimpse of God in that little tiny child. That was his. She didn't care about the stable. She didn't care about the pain. She didn't care about anything else. All she cared about was this miracle, truly miracle, that God had given to her. They had just finished cleaning. Well, they didn't name him yet, but they knew he was going to be Jesus. They just finished cleaning Jesus and wrapping him in the cloths that they had brought, and were getting ready to settle down to rest, when who should appear at the door but some shepherds of all people coming to their... Why are there shepherds in town? Where are the sheep? Mary didn't quite know what to make of this, but they all came in telling a story of how the skies had opened up, how the heavens had abounded with angels singing about God's glory and this baby who was to be born in Bethlehem right next to where they were watching the sheep. And they were to go and witness this and to then proclaim it to the community and to everyone that they could find. And so here they were. This astounding tale. And after having witnessed the child and speaking blessings to the parents and praising God, they left. And Mary could hear them as they left, yelling in the streets, "The Messiah has been born! Wake up, everybody! The Savior is here!" And Joseph, not really sure what to do with all of that, kind of hovered between guarding the door and letting people in and not really sure. And Mary, sweet, young, favored of God, Mary sat holding her child and made very careful plans to treasure, to remember all that has happened, that she wouldn't forget. And that as the days and weeks and months and years would come, she would be able to look back, reflect, ponder just how great and how good her God was to provide this son. And she smiled, and she rested. Let's pray together.